So I'm back. I know I haven't been on here in like, I think it's been two, 3 days now. Yeah, like I told you guys, it's just been, I've missed the podcast, I missed recording, but I've just been so like here lately with just, I really just haven't been on social media like that, honestly. I mean, I've been focusing more so on my personal life and just, you know, trying to focus on life in general. I don't know. So I haven't been on here as much, but I do miss you guys a lot, because I'm so used to being on here talking to you guys like every day. It was like a back-to-back thing where we constantly were talking and all that stuff. So it is a little different that we don't talk as much or I haven't been recording as much, but just been focusing on life. And then I've just been trying to focus on getting my depression under wraps because I have been really depressed lately, y'all, and just have a lot going on. Like I said, I still don't have my medications because it's on hold at the pharmacy. I don't know when I'm going to get it. And can't take my lorazepam, like I told you guys, I think a while ago, because it makes me sick. So I'm just really not on anything right now. So I see my doctor again at the end of the month, so I'm going to get him to give me some medications because I'm going to tell him that the depression is just worsening and that, you know, I need something to help with that. So it's just been a lot, and I'm stressed out. Work is stressing me out. My coworkers are being, like, really annoying today. Just a lot going on, y'all. Just a lot going on. But, of course, I wanted to come talk to you guys. I thought about something I could do with you guys today because I was actually at work thinking about I got to record for my podcast. I don't know why I was thinking about y'all inside work. I just wanted to do some stuff because I feel like I do a lot of Q&As lately, but I can't remember the last time I did a Q&A about love, and I was like, well, why don't I do a Q&A about a love Q&A, because I haven't did a love Q&A in a while. Yeah, that'd be awesome. And I know a lot of times I have been doing a lot of Q&As and stuff, and I know I'm usually talking about heavier topics, so I'm usually talking about my life and all that stuff, but lately I've been just trying to refrain from talking too personal just because, like I said, I'm just in a different space right now and just trying to stay positive and stuff. But of course, I do miss doing girl talk. I'm still going to keep doing it. I just haven't really sat down and thought about the kind of love talk episode I want to, I mean, not love talk, excuse me, the kind of girl talk episode I want to do with you guys so far yet. I got to think of another topic. And then, as far as anything else, I've just been super stressed out, y'all. So I've just been trying to focus on, I guess, the positive and everything and just try to stay, got happy, I guess. So it's just been a struggle to try to stay happy and stay put together and stuff. So that's why I said it's nothing that you guys did, or it's not like I don't want to be a part of anything with you guys, or it's not like I don't know. Today's a bad day though, but it's not like I don't want to be a part of anything. I miss you guys a lot. I even today, I have my phone on. I have my phone on Do Not Disturb because I was like, I don't want to talk to nobody. But then I just turned it back. I took it off because I'm like, okay, yeah. If my boyfriend tried to reach me and he's like, yeah, the phone's on Do Not Disturb. I can't get you. So, yeah. So I had to like kind of put it back on for that purpose just because, you know, people might be trying to reach me. These questions I'm going to be answering for you guys, they're just coming from my point of view. They're from thoughtcatalog.com. It's like 40 questions. I don't know if we're going to get through all 40 because I got to go back into work at 1:38. But we're going to try to get through some of these so we can just, you know, catch up and do a cute love Q&A. So the first question on his is, how do you know when you love someone? That's a good question, guys, because, like I said, I've loved guys. I've had, like, three serious relationships, and I've loved the guys, but I wasn't in love with them. the reasons I thought I loved them, well, I did love them. I'll say that. I loved them, but I wasn't in love with them. So I loved them because, like, usually because of how they treated me, things they did, the conversations, the person they were, things like that made me love them. But as far as, like, being in love, I can't really even, if it were to say in love, I don't even know how to answer, like, how I would know I was in love because I've never been in love. So it's just, it's a difference between loving somebody and being in love, and I've never been in love. So, but, I mean, you just, all I can say is that when you really love someone, you'll just know. You'll just feel it. It'll just feel different. As far as, like, being in love, all I can say about that is most people that I ask that question to, they always tell me that you'll just know when you're in love. Like, my mom, she always will tell me, you'll know when you're in love. You'll feel, it'll feel different. And just talk to older people around you, and they'll tell you what being in love feels like because they've been there. They've seen it all. So that's all I can kind of tell you guys about that. Because I don't even know when I'm going to feel it, to be honest with you. I guess I'll just know. Because people have to realize there's a huge difference between loving somebody and being, like, deep in love. So, yeah, huge difference. This is romantic love the most important love of all? I don't think so. I think all kinds of love are important. Not just romantic love, but all types of love. So I don't think that's the most important. I just feel like all love is important. Do you think once you love someone, you will always love them, or do you think love can fade away with time? Well, I think, honestly, I don't think that you could. I mean, it depends on the person and the situation. But for me, the guys that I have loved, like I said, again, I wasn't in love, but I loved them. After we broke up, it faded away. So it was like maybe like I would say maybe a few months down the line, it just faded away. Like I stopped loving them because I think sometimes when you love somebody and things start to happen in your relationship and the relationship starts to fall apart, you start to kind of already then the love starts to kind of fade away a little bit. I think when you're not in the best relationship. And I think that, again, it depends on the person. Some people may, like, I know people who have broke up with an ex two, 3 years ago, and they still love them. That's just, it depends on the person. But for me, once I end things with somebody, pretty much I don't love that person anymore. It's like once the relationship ends, the love pretty much ends too. But again, like I said, it depends on the person. And I also do agree that love can fade away with time, just depending on the circumstances. What's the first thing you notice about someone when you fall for them? Oh, Lord. The first thing I notice about, I notice how, like, basically their actions and how they treat me. That's the first thing I notice, because that's the first thing that I start to fall for. When I'm talking to somebody, I start to fall for how they treat me, how they interact with the people around them, like how they, that says a lot about a person. If they treat people around them good, they're going to treat you good. And just seeing if the person's willing to, Lord, you'll just those little things. Like, I'll give y'all a story, even though I don't want to talk about my love life like that. I'll tell y'all a little story. So I had an issue last night, okay? And I wasn't feeling well. And I told my boyfriend that. And he, all of a sudden, I was like, he got real quiet on the phone. I'm like, what are you doing? And next thing I know, he's like, he literally was on Google, like, researching things that he could do to make me feel better and to help me feel better. He was like, well, this is what you can do, babe, and this is what you can do, and we're going to fix it together. And I'm going to tell you guys, I literally started crying because I was like, never in my whole life had a man ever done that for me. I might have told a boyfriend I'm sick, this is happening. They would just go, oh, you'll feel better, oh, whatever, it'll be better. But they never thought to say, hey, they never sat down and actually started Googling, like, remedies and stuff to do to make me feel better. So I think it's those little things that a person does that, in my opinion, that makes me fall for them. What's one thing about love that scares you? Getting hurt, of course. I think for everybody, just getting hurt, because it's always that moment when you want to love somebody, but then you're always scared you're going to get hurt and get your heart broken. Do you believe in love at first sight? No, I do not. Some people do. I don't believe that you can look at someone and be like, I'm in love. I see, you know, you might go somewhere and you see some cute guys walking in the group. You'll be like, oh, he's real cute or he's real handsome or something. But I'm not going to be like, oh, I'm in love with him. Like, no. I don't know who even made that love at first sight stuff up. I don't even, ain't that a TV show, A&E? Love at First Sight or something like that? Or Married at First Sight, whatever. I don't, my mom watches that show, I believe. Yeah, I can't do it. I can't just fall in love with somebody that I don't even know. Like, I just look at it and think, oh, I'm in love. Nah, we got to really build that. Which do you agree with? Love should always feel comfortable or love should always feel new and exciting? I think love should always feel new and exciting. Because I think when you love somebody, you want to always be, it should be feel new and exciting all the time. It shouldn't feel, I mean, of course it should be comfortable too. But I think that sometimes you want to get out of that comfort zone and you want it to always feel like it's exciting and new. Because if you don't allow it to be something new and exciting all the time, it starts to like get dull and then it starts to get boring and then it starts to fade away. What do you think makes people fall out of love? I think people fall out of love because they get tired of being treated bad. Some people just, you date people and they don't always treat you so well. Or things happen and you keep telling that person what you want them to change and they don't change it. So you start to fall out of love. Or people, like, for example, let's say you're married to, and your husband works all the time and you barely see him. That can make you fall out of love because you're not spending enough time with him. So it's just little things that can happen that makes someone fall out of love, like being treated bad, being cheated on, you know, like I said, just an example I use as a husband working late. It's just all kinds of things that can make you fall out of love. For me, it's like if someone starts to treat me bad, I immediately start to pull away. What makes you fall out of love? Basically the same thing I just told you guys. Like basically if I'm being treated bad, that just makes me fall out of love. Or fall, not want to, well, I've never been in love, but you know what I mean. That makes me not want to love. Do you believe people can change if they love someone? I do believe if a guy or a girl loves someone, they can change themselves. I've seen it happen. I've seen people around me who used to be dogs, cheating and doing whatever, even females just doing whatever, but they meet the right person. And once you meet your match, it can change you for the better. I really do believe it can change you for the better if you meet the right person. Do you think knowing whether or not it's does depends on how long you've known the person? This is my thing, guys. I don't put time limits on loving somebody. I never have. Some people I've encountered say they don't love someone for a whole year. It takes a year to love somebody. I don't believe that. I think love happens when it happens. I don't put a time limit on anything. I don't put a time limit on when I get in a relationship. I don't put a time limit on when I love someone. I don't put a time limit on anything because I feel like in those cases it just happens. Like, when you fall for somebody, you can't time limit that. It just happens. You might just start falling in 3 weeks. You might start falling in 2 months. It just depends. Like, when you love somebody, it happens when you want it to happen. It doesn't just fade away or anything like that. So you have to really realize, that it doesn't really I'm getting hot, y'all. Let me turn the AC back on. But, yeah. So, like I said, there's no time limit on falling in love. That's just my opinion. Some people think you got to wait a year. I don't believe in that. Would you still be able to love someone after they've been unfaithful? No. I do not like cheaters, y'all. I don't do cheating. Once you cheat on me, it's over. It's a wrap. You can go be with that girl or whoever you are with and don't come back. I don't do cheating. I just feel like if you're going to cheat, just be real in the beginning with me and just be like, hey, I want to date other people. And then you can go your way and I can go mine. I'm a relationship type girl. So for me, I don't like to do all that dating around stuff. And if someone, I feel like someone's not on that same level as me, they should tell me that. And if they can't, then I'll just cut them loose because I don't do cheating. What's worse, an emotional affair or a physical one? I would say they're both bad, to be honest with you, because I don't want to date somebody that's been sleeping with somebody else and they come home trying to sleep with me. But emotionally, that's some deep, when you emotionally cheating, like, that's some deep stuff. Like, you emotionally, like, you, God, that's some deep stuff, y'all. Because emotional cheating is just way different. It's like you're texting that person, telling them everything, or you're, you know, it's not even physical, it's just all in your emotions. So, I don't know. They're both bad, but I think emotional, it just cuts deeper somewhere. If you love someone, is unfaithfulness / cheating something that can be forgiven? No, I can love somebody because I feel like if you cheat on me, you don't love me. So I don't care how much I love somebody. Once they cheat, they're out the door. I had an ex who did that to me. Like, he literally was, like, cheating on me, texting his ex-girlfriend and stuff like that, still trying to see her while we were together. And I broke up with him because I was like, you know what, I'm not going to be, you know, on the side here. And if you want to go be with her, go be with her, you know. So it was like, for me, it was not forgivable. I don't care how much I loved him, it was not forgivable. I just had to let it go. Because I don't feel like love is supposed to hurt. And somebody who loves you is not going to cheat on you. I don't care what people say. I cheated, but I still love you. How can you cheat on somebody that you claim to love? That doesn't even make sense. When it comes to cheating, forgive and forget. Forgive, but don't forget, or don't forgive at all. For me, it's like, in the beginning, when it first happens to you, for me anyway, when I've gotten cheated on in the past by the wrong men, I would say in the beginning, I didn't forgive. But as time passed on and I let that relationship go, it was all forgiving. As time passed, I forgave, but of course, I never forgot. So for me, in the beginning, when it happens, I don't forgive. I wait months down the road after I've healed, and then I forgive, but I don't forget. Do you believe love changes you? Of course I do. I think love changes you, and it should always change you for the better. If love changes you for the worse, then you're with the wrong person. Love should change you for the better. Love should make you want to be better and everything. So if you're dating somebody and the love is, if the love doesn't change you for the better, then that's definitely not who you should be with. Do you think people should change themselves to find love? Hell no. If somebody cannot accept you for you, don't be with them. That's something I struggle with a lot, y'all. Like, I literally would be, like, dating guys, and they always would say, oh, change this. Let's change this, or you need to do this differently or whatever. And I really did these. A lot of times I would change these things because I felt like being young that I had to do it to keep the guy or something was wrong with me. But now as I'm older, I'm not changing for anybody. If a man does not love me for me, then he's not the one for me. I don't feel like a man should love all sides of you, your good sides, your bad sides, your flaws, everything. He should love everything, even if you don't have, like, I mean, even from down from your body, just down from your head to your body, your man should love you. Even if you feel insecure about your body, like a lot of women, we have a stomach. I don't have the flattest stomach in the world. I used to. But at the same time, like, sometimes we're insecure. You want to find a man that says, babe, so your stomach is not as flat as it used to be. But I still love that stomach. I love it. You want somebody like that that's going to love on you for, you know, for a long time, just with everything. So don't ever change yourself for a man. What do you think is the most important factor of keeping love alive in a relationship? To me, communication. Just communication and always making sure you make time for each other. Because I think people make mistakes a lot in relationships where the communication starts to die. They don't spend a lot of time together. Because a lot of people have kids and you get caught up with work and your kids, you forget about the relationship. So I always am saying, like, when you're in a relationship, you should always, even if you have kids, always try to make sure you carve out some time to spend time with your significant other. Because if not, that leads to the person feeling like they're neglected sometimes, and that's when they go out and cheat, or feeling like that you don't want them, so they leave. So I think it's always important to make time for that, for your partner. And that's what keeps the love alive, too, I think. Would you rather have extraordinary love that doesn't last forever or ordinary love that does? Ugh. I would love to have extraordinary love, but at the same time, if that love didn't last forever, I don't want it. Then I'll take ordinary love that does, because I want my relationship to last for a long time, not to be a short period relationship. Is forever something you think about? I think about forever all the time with the person I'm with. I do. I think about forever because I think that that's important to think about forever. Do you think the way your family loves has affected the way you love? I think so because my family loves hard. We may not, like, we try to be a close-knit family for the most part, but I've always been raised with a lot of love and care. And so, yeah, it does make me, I think, the way I am when it comes to love. When I do love someone, I love pretty hard because of that. Who is the one couple you know that you admire in terms of love? I admire Ciara and Russell Wilson. I love them together. Like, they are that couple you look to because she went from Future to, like, this man who treats her so well and loves the hell out of her. She got three kids, beautiful kids, and this man loves her son with Future. That she has a future, that man loves her son like it's his own, like spends so much time with him. So I'd say I love their relationship. It's definitely couple goals right there. And I never say goals to any couples, especially celebrity couples, but they are definitely goals. Do you believe you can be friends with someone you loved in the past? I kind of do believe you can. I mean, I've tried to be friends with some of my exes, but usually what happens is after a while it fades out because I just be getting to that point where I'm like, you're my past. I don't even know why you're back in my life. But I do believe it's possible. You can be friends. But you have to have that mature mindset of this is just a friendship. We're not going to go start the date again because some people get that mindset of, oh, we're going to be friends, and then we're going to try to hop back into relationships. So you got to get that mind frame of, we're just friends. Like, you got to put those boundaries down. What do you think is the most important part of a romantic relationship? Just loving each other. And, again, communication. Loving each other and just communicating. What makes a relationship healthy? Again, I'm going to keep saying communication. Communication makes it healthy. Also, just how you treat each other and making time for each other. What's more important, physical connection or emotional? I would say emotional. Physical, people think you need sex and all that, but the reality is I think definitely emotional connection is best because you need that connection mentally first before you can even get to the physical connection. Is sex more of a physical connection for you or emotional? I would say it's both. Especially when I love someone and I'm having sex, it's both. It's emotional and physical. Which makes you fall in love with someone more, physical attraction or a non-physical connection? It's definitely physical attraction is there, but people got to think about this. When you're looking at a man for his looks, you got to realize that when that man gets old, when he gets really old, his skin's going to get wrinkled. And your skin's going to get wrinkled. So it's just really important to just realize and to know that physical attraction shouldn't always be important. Have you ever loved someone who you hope will change for you? Yes, too many times. I've loved a lot of guys, and I thought they would change for me, and they didn't. I thought they would treat me better. I thought they would do things differently, and they never did, and it happened. And then eventually you break up with them because you realize that, like, it's just not going to work. Have you ever changed yourself to make someone love you? I have changed myself in a relationship for a man. Not because I wanted them to love me, but just because I wanted to, in a sense, I was, like I said, I was in my 20s then. I was young and dumb, and I just thought, oh, I'll make some changes, and then this person will like me more. You know, it was stupid. If you had a child, what's the first thing you would teach them about love? Well, I have a daughter, so I'm always teaching my daughter to love everybody, to respect everybody. My daughter's very friendly, very not shy. She loves everybody. She loves everybody, and I teach her that. I don't teach her racism. I don't teach her. Well, I mean, when I say racism, I don't teach her to be racist. I teach her to just love everybody and treat everybody good. What's one thing about love that scares you? Just getting my heart broken because it's happened so many times. Do you believe vulnerability is a good thing when it comes to love? I believe it is a good thing to a certain extent when it's with the right person, but the wrong person, if you're vulnerable with the wrong person, they take advantage of that, and that's happened to me. So if you're going to be vulnerable, make sure you're vulnerable with the person that truly, truly loves you and is good for you. Don't be vulnerable with the wrong guy because that guy is probably with the wrong person in general because that person's going to take advantage of it. What is the most vulnerable way you let someone into your life? When I let them, to me, the most vulnerable thing to me is when I let them meet my daughter because that's a big thing for me. I don't let everybody meet my daughter. My daughter has not met hardly anybody I've dated. But if I allow you to meet my daughter, then I'm being very vulnerable with you. Define love in 5 words. I don't have 5 words, but I'll define it as, I don't know, y'all. Happy, fantastic, irresistible, charismatic, I don't know, loving, I don't know. What's the craziest thing you do for love? I don't know if I would necessarily do anything crazy for love. I would just be myself. I don't think I'm doing anything crazy for love, y'all. Nothing like that crazy. Nothing too crazy. Anyway, guys, thanks for doing this Q&A with me. It was fun. It was cute. I hope you guys have your own answers that you probably answered in your head as you went along with me. I am about to go back into work soon. Peace and love, guys, and we'll talk to you soon.